County here from South Florida, our neighbors and friends. My name is Michael Stock. I do a radio show on public radio, WLRN, every Saturday afternoon at 2:30 called Folk and Acoustic Music. So that's also to help push more folk music, more folk events happening here in South Florida. Also, more events happening today, as well as on this stage, is also a workshop area where you get to meet the artist on a much simpler basis, one-to-one level. And Florette's going to be there in just a few minutes demonstrating her weaving of a traditional, actually they're not traditional, of Jewish shawls. She weaves at the loom on the, with Jewish shawls, and she'll describe more in detail what she does in the back of the workshop area. Also, there's a cooking demonstration area. And there right now, according to the program, is Afro, actually it's Haitian cooking happening, a demonstration right to the food area. You want to stall from it? All right, so all day long, like I said, there's going to be music here on this stage. And to introduce...
I'm not ready yet.
Okay. I'll stall a couple minutes here. What should I stall? What should I say? Okay, I'll let you say so. To introduce our next performer, one of the researchers who went into the community and found out what's cooking in Dade County is Laurie Summers. So she'll describe more of what the next performer is doing.
Laurie.
Good afternoon, everyone. Coming up later on, after our next performer, we'll be having some Irish music. So those of you who are interested in that, you might want to hang around and be sure to see James Kelly on the Irish fiddle. However, our next performer represents a departure from what we've been seeing thus far on the stage. This morning has been devoted primarily to African-based and Afro-American traditions, which are found here in Dade County. Rag-popping, black gospel, lukumi or santeria, and storytelling from the black community. However, our next performer, Jamie Bronstein, and his accompanist for today, Braca Schlein, represent the Eastern European, Central Europe, and Russian Ashkenazic Jewish tradition in the music that they perform, which is called klezmer, or Jewish soul, as it's nicknamed in the Jewish community. Just a little bit about our performer, Mr. Bronstein, and later a bit about his accompanist. Jamie Bronstein was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So he's equally at home with Latin music and salsa, as he is with the Hasidic music, which he'll be performing for us in a few moments. He had some formal music training when he was in early high school age. Later went and to Academy of Jazz in Buenos Aires, where he learned some of the jazz improvisatory styles, which he incorporates in the klezmer music, which you're about to hear. He also studied with a very famous father-son klezmer musician team in Buenos Aires, who later moved to Israel, I believe. It's Leo Friedman and Giora Friedman. Jamie Bronstein lived for some time in Israel, where he performed widely and was most popular at bar mitzvahs, weddings, parties of all sorts in the Israeli and Jewish communities there. And since coming to Miami, he's built a name for himself as one of the finest Hasidic musicians here in South Florida. The music that you're about to hear, I mentioned, is klezmer. And even though I mentioned the kind of formal training that Mr. Bronstein has had, the style, the feeling, and the intricacies of this music is picked up by ear, and many of the songs are traditional songs which are performed and are known amongst the Jewish community and Jewish Ashkenazic musicians as wedding songs or as songs for particular occasions. Jewish soul music, the klezmer music, has a long, long tradition, and I mentioned its Eastern European and Russian roots. The klezmer musicians of several hundred years ago, or in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, were itinerant or traveling musicians who went from village to village in Europe and Russia. They would be flute players, violinists, cellists, who would go from town to town to play for special occasions, much as those that I've mentioned that Mr. Bronstein still plays for, parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, and so forth. He is accompanied today by Bracha Schlein, who is here. She is a Sabra from Israel, a native-born Israeli. And she pointed out to me beforehand that she's dressed today in the colors of the Israeli flag, so I thought I would pass that on to you. Join me now in giving a warm welcome to Jamie Bronstein on clarinet and Bracha Schlein on piano.
Thank you. One. Thank you. Thank you very much. Those are some sort of kind of songs that we call it Nigunim. And this is mostly from the Jewish like folk music. I'm going to do now some of the wedding songs that we always do, any place, any Jewish wedding. Can be done here in Miami, New York, or can be in Jerusalem. It's all the same thing. Thank you very much. What about some Yiddish songs? Somebody knows Yiddish here? Many people, yeah? Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's not so easy. Anyway, we're going to do again some soul music. I call it soul music. It's really folk music, Eastern European Jewish folk music.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What about my Tzavra piano player, Bracha Schlein, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you, Bracha. Okay, who's Dittman next? Don't laugh. I have to think of something very fast. Yeah, it's okay, another 5 minutes. Okay, what about Jerusalem of Gold? Bashana Ba, Israeli music, yeah? Okay, let's do it. Thank you. Next number, Bashana Ba, means the next year, and we hope the next one is better than this, and so on.